This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to begin with the very bedrock of the American financial system, that without which nothing else. I speak here, of course, of consumer credit, the lending of money to regular people out doing their thing in the economy. Goldman Sachs, long a powerhouse of Wall Street investment banking, has decided there is money to be made out on Main Street. Goldman, reports the New York Times, is getting into the online and app-based consumer loan business, lending for that new truck you want or a new deck on the house maybe. It's part of what the startup world calls financial technology. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains, Goldman and the other traditional banks, yeah, they're a little bit behind the power curve.
Just like when Amazon took the store out of bookstores and Netflix busted Blockbuster, there is a swarm of nimble startups trying to use technology to undermine the business models of big banks. SoFi is one of those upstarts offering loans online with the help of algorithms. Mike Cagney is the CEO. He says big banks have been slow on the uptake for a variety of reasons.
They haven't had huge incentive, first off, to come into the market space.
Large banks, he says, have been pretty happy doing business as usual with baby boomers.
It's a false premise that when someone's 45, they want to go into a branch with bad hours and crappy product and service. That's not how it works. You know, 70% of millennials would rather go to the dentist than go to their bank.
Another thing that's held traditional banks back, the fact that they're banks. Rita Gunther McGrath teaches at Columbia Business School.
If you're classified as a bank, there's a whole set of regulatory burdens that fall on your shoulders that make it difficult to move fast.
The rules on deposits constrict how banks can do all the other things they do, from remittances to mortgages. For startups with nifty ideas on lending without having to carry deposits, those rules don't apply. Lastly, banks have been slow to innovate for the same reason that humans have always been slow: inertia.
It's just hard to do until it kind of becomes blindingly obvious.
Grant Easterbrook is co-founder of Dream Forward Financial. He says large banks are carrying decades of baggage, but they do have some serious advantages.
Millions of accounts they can already tap into for loans, lots of money to spend that startups don't have.
But he says they need to get moving on it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.